One more from this volume. I'd like to read you a poem. My eldest brother happens to be a doctor, and a long time ago, when he came back from assisting Lambert Rogers, a famous brain surgeon in Cardiff, Royal Infirmary, he told us what I think to be told us at home what I think to be a remarkable story, a haunting story, and a few years ago I put it down in this poem as he told it to me. For a long time, since the First World War until fairly recently, a brain operation were done under a local so the patient was conscious. And when this operation, which was done, in fact, just before the war, they didn't have the investigatory techniques that they now have. They didn't have scanning devices, so they couldn't, for example, pinpoint a tumor exactly in the brain as they can now. So sometimes then, unfortunately, more brain tissue was broken down than was truly desirable, as the surgeon felt, for the resistance of the tumor. I called the poem In the Theatre. There's a reference to sister, which doesn't mean she's a nun, but in England it's just a certain level in the nursing hierarchy. Sister saying, soon you'll be back in the war. Sister thinking, only two more on the list. The patient saying, thank you, I feel fine. Small voices, small eyes, nothing untoward. Though soon he would blink again and again, because of the fingers of Lambert Rogers, rash as a blind man's, inside his soft brain. If items of horror can make a man laugh, then laugh at this. 1 hour later, the growth still undiscovered, ticking its own wild time. More brain mashed because of the probe's braille part. Lambert Rogers, desperate, fingering still. His dresser thinking, Christ, two more on the list. A cisternal puncture and a neural cyst. Then suddenly, the cracked record in the brain. A ventriloquist voice that cried, you stop. Leave my soul alone. Leave my soul alone. The patient's dummy lips moving to that refrain. The patient's eyes too wide. And shocked, Lambert Rogers drawing out the probe with nurses, students, sister petrified. Leave my soul alone. Leave my soul alone. That voice so arctic and that cry so odd had nowhere else to go till the antique gramophone wound down and the words began to blur and flow. Leave my soul alone. To cease at last when something other died and silence matched the silence under snow.